This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Treasury Department gave its annual report on the economic health of Medicare and Social Security today. Medicare's fund that pays for seniors' hospital costs can cover its obligations until 2028. One way to stretch that time out would be to reduce Medicare fraud. And it so happens that today the Department of Justice announced the biggest crackdown on Medicare fraud in that program's history. In a three-day sweep, more than 300 people have been charged with defrauding Medicare and Medicaid in schemes totaling more than $900 million. Official estimates are that scams and other improper payments cost this country's two biggest health care programs tens of billions of dollars every year. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein was with federal agents on a fraud raid earlier this week.
The sun has just come up here in Brooklyn. We're standing in a big parking lot of empty big box stores. Seagulls overhead and several dozen agents have gathered together.
Good morning. Thanks, everybody, for being on time.
Scott Lampert is the lead agent here in New York with the Office of the Inspector General, part of Health and Human Services.
This investigation is the what we call the Pikes investigation. It's been going on about 8 years. So in about 5 minutes, we're going to head out to various parts of Brooklyn. Okay, good luck. See you soon.
As innocuous-looking sedans and dark SUVs get rolling, the plan is to arrest five subjects, all tied to one guy, Alexander Pikes, OIG's Tom O'Donnell.
And he's been somebody that we've heard about for a long time, sort of a mastermind.
Pikes was arrested and arraigned Monday, charged with money laundering, tied to more than $80 million in false billing. O'Donnell says, on paper, Pikes was the guy who billed Medicare and Medicaid for clinics running schemes.
But Alexander Pikes took it to another level, where he was a consultant for some of these clinics and could teach them how to defraud Medicare and Medicaid.
In court, Pikes pleaded not guilty. Here's Pikes' court-appointed attorney, Joel Cohen.
We have yet to sit down and have a full-blown discussion about everything alleged in the indictment. But by entering a not guilty plea, essentially denied his guilt of the charges contained in the indictment.
Pikes, of course, is just one of several hundred people targeted in this week's sweep. But OIG says the fact that officers finally had enough to charge him after chasing him for nearly a decade means the office is getting better at going after the bad guys.
I think the thing that really is different is the speed with which we are able to do our jobs.
Ann Maxwell is an assistant inspector general. In the last 5 years, Maxwell says the team has gained access to real-time data for Medicare and Medicaid. They've hired a chief data officer and expect to add 10 staff to that office this year.
In the past, when we didn't have the kind of computing capability that we do have in the modern age, trying to determine a national scope could take weeks, months, sometimes even years. Now we're talking about a couple hours.
The federal government estimates it loses 12% of Medicare spending and 10% of Medicaid to fraud and other improper payments. Last year, that totaled more than $70 billion. Those familiar with the program acknowledge that could be much, much higher.
I believe fraud does continue to run rampant and remains largely unchecked.
That's Harvard's Malcolm Sparrow. Sparrow doubts much will change until controls are put in place that make it harder to exploit the current automated billing system, which processes claims in most cases by computer with no human involvement.
These are beautiful targets from a criminal's perspective. So you can test the system and then you can just submit tens of thousands of claims. I'm absolutely sure, because it's automated, that they're all going to be paid.
This is what the feds allege Alexander Pikes did. Learned to play the system and got $80 million for the effort. More sophisticated data helped OIG finally shut down a scheme that's been bleeding taxpayers for at least 8 years. But that more sophisticated data also makes it perfectly clear there are tons of fish in this sea, and OIG only has so many nets. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.